Okay, I'm back. Wow, what a fantastic outcome. Absolutely fantastic. And again, I really thought for sure she was going to say no. That was in my head, and again, that she didn't like me. And what ended up happening was she was there. It was really hot in there, and made a joke about the heat, and she kind of laughed, and she talked a little bit about the current situation, and she agreed to meet with me in 2 weeks. So I think that'll be a done deal, because I think that it was her that was kind of, you know, putting the kibosh on it, and now she's agreed to sit down and talk and take a look at it. So I think I got a really good shot at getting this one. So again, an inaccurate story and the procrastination, I probably could have gotten this one sooner if I had gone ahead and taken action. I could have been in this position a long time ago. So that was the outcome. Again, inaccurate story. And how many of you, you know, she said that things were a little bit different, or that the timing wasn't so good when I was in there a couple months ago. They had some things going on that were personal in nature. So it was just a timing thing. But again, my story was that it was about me, that again, she didn't like me, or she found me annoying. And how inaccurate was that? It was completely inaccurate. So another reoccurring theme once again, and I'm sure we'll see it again over and over and over again. And how many times, or how many people do you have in your business right now that you called on a while back and they told you no, that you're just not calling anymore? Remember that things in business and things in life do change. And when they do change, you might have the opportunity to get their business. So it's always worth making another phone call or making another attempt. So I'm glad this happened. What a great outcome. And we'll be looking forward to many, many more.